Hello and welcome to back to Florida Foodie. I'm Lisa Bell.
And I'm Candace Campos. For months, we've all heard about restaurants struggling to find workers to fill their shifts. The businesses have needed everything from dishwashers to even the wait staff. But now there is a new app that has just recently launched here in Orlando that might be able to help you kind of fill the need. It's called Gig Pro.
To help us explain how it all works, we are joined today by the founder of Gig Pro, who is also a former chef, Ben Ellsworth. Thank you so much for joining us. Talk about just the app you need during this time. Of course, in the headlines, we're constantly talking about the great resignation. People cannot find enough employees. But you actually launched this about a year and a half ago.
Yeah. I've spent a long time in the industry. I was launching a menu at a local restaurant. A dishwasher didn't show up for a shift. I looked at my line staff and I said, who knows a guy? We all got 40 people on our phones that can cover the shift, but finding the person available is impossible. That's when I got an Airbnb notification that someone had booked a room in my house for the night. And I was like, I wish he had booked to wash these dishes. And that was kind of the light bulb moment.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
So what's the process? So you have this Gig Pro app. Let's say you are somebody who wants to pick up a shift somewhere, doesn't have an exact spot yet. They download Gig Pro, and what needs to happen?
So they would download the app. We're in Apple Store, Google Play. They would create a profile, select their market as Orlando, create a little bio picture, sell themselves in 400 characters or less, and upload some work history. When gigs post in the market, they get notified. They can apply to the ones they want. If they're selected to work, they just have to confirm the gig, show up, and then the funds are directly deposited into their bank account.
And you're specifically focusing on the hospitality industry, people who would work in a restaurant, chefs, whatever. Why did you want to narrow it down to that only?
I think it's because I spent 25 years in the hospitality industry. So we do restaurants, catering companies, event companies, hotels, lots of resorts, but yeah, anything that encompasses hospitality and service. I think it was the industry that was hit the hardest by, you know, the pandemic. It needs a lot of help right now. I would rather focus on that solely and do that really well before we branch out anywhere else. I mean, I definitely think there's a need that this thing could fill for other industries, but this one's the most dear to my heart.
Yeah, baby steps.
Absolutely. You were talking about the importance of kind of making helping people make connections. So when we were talking about the hospitality industry, why, in your view, did so many people quit their job or become laid off?
I mean, it's not like it happened during the pandemic. Like, this has been going on for over a decade. In Charleston, in any market that's got a big dining scene and a high cost of living, that's experienced like a lot of economic gentrification. I mean, people are, where's all the restaurants? They're in city center. You know, people are getting pushed out of there further and further. And, you know, if you can't afford to live in the area, it's tough to get to the area. So that was a decade, you know, of staffing just getting worse and worse and worse. And then COVID was like this Band-Aid that just got ripped off. You know, 2.5 million people laid off in the industry total. We didn't get all that number come back. We didn't even get half of that number come back. And they continue to leave. You know, one out of three people right now that are in the industry are looking to get out. So it's going to get worse. It's a tough spot for sure.
And you were saying some of the things that people are looking for: better pay, flexible schedule, benefits, and you're helping people find places that may offer that.
Yeah, I mean, we took a stance on the platform that we're going to start out with a $15 an hour minimum. That's kind of the only requirement we have, is that you can't post lower than $15 an hour. Above that, a business can post at whatever hourly rate they want. We don't assign anyone. We don't use algorithms to connect people with computers. It's not like a traditional staffing agency where you order seven. Like, we're not dealing with hamburgers. We're dealing with people. So, you know, once someone posts the job on the gig, the person can then apply to the gig that they want. The business, in turn, has the power to select the candidate or candidates that they want. And then the first person to confirm gets it. So there's a lot more empowerment over those selections, right, and the connections that you can have.
And how much are we paying? You know, how are people getting paid? So the workers are getting paid. I mean, how are you also making this, you know, thrive?
Yeah, so we don't collect anything from the workforce. You know, the Uber model, you know, you drive your car all night and then Uber's going to take 30%. You know, the driver's the one in demand, which right now the worker's in demand. You don't tax the people that are in demand. So we collect an 18% fee from the business. To keep that math simple, $100 gig, they would pay out $118. That 18% covers the entire HR lift. So the business doesn't need to worry about payroll tax. They don't need to worry about 1099 paperwork. We cover that on our end. And then every worker on the platform is covered with $1 million occupational accident insurance policy to keep them safe on the job. Cool. And then the cherry on top is that we don't have placement fees. No one's beholden to us. No one's under contract. If that person comes in and they jive with you and you jive with them, have that conversation and see if you can have a possible applicant on your hands.
And that is great. And have you had examples of that where people have gone from doing like a gig here or there to becoming fully employed?
It happens all the time. We don't track it through the platform by any means because we don't charge for it, so right, there's no need to track. But, you know, we work very closely with our business partners, and yeah, we hear about it all the time. So it definitely happens. You know, it's usually the businesses that have a business model that attracts workforce.
And those are the ones that probably need it the most. I mean, they're the ones that deserve the employees because they treat their employees, you know, the best that they can.
They're definitely staying for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, what's the biggest difference? So you were saying that you were a chef before and now you got Gig Pro. So, you know, what's the biggest difference that you've had in your life being, you know, in the restaurant to being helping the restaurants?
God, probably the temperature.
It's cooler.
It is. It's pretty warm down here in Florida. But, I mean, restaurant work's tough. Yeah. You know, I don't think a lot of people understand how tough it is. I mean, when you go out to your restaurant, you know, it seems like this graceful process, you know. And I had a chef tell me a long time ago, he's like, you know, a restaurant is like a swan kind of gliding across the water. It looks really graceful, but you go right underneath the waterline, there's these two legs that are beating like crazy, you know, to prolong that grace. But
that's right, a good now, analogy.
That really,
you
know, is.
Yeah,
I mean,
when you see this beautiful bird gliding across the lake, it looks fabulous, but you don't really see all the work that's going in behind the scenes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's everyone goes into the hospitality industry when they're off. The hospitality industry's on. It's not a normal work schedule.
All the time.
Yeah, I mean, right, you're working while everyone else is playing.
It's kind of like the news industry.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The news is on when everyone's at home.
Yeah, it's just nonstop. But, you know, it's you add low wages to that. Right. You add, you know, no health care, no benefits. I mean, if there's an industry that needs some form of health care, mm-hmm, it's this one. I mean, it's riddled with stress, alcohol, drug abuse, long hours, totally taxing on the body, and it's just not there. And then
it's, you know, hard to get to that point, though. I mean, as a restaurant owner where you are just barely, you know, making it by, mm-hmm, to then be able to offer employees, you know, anything above $15 an hour. I mean, benefits and all of that just seems like so high and so hard to get that for
an
your employees.
Unattainable goals.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
Well, I mean, you know, the pain point has always been kind of on the worker. Mm-hmm. You know, and now the pain point has shifted,
yeah,
and it's right on the business. you know, and at some point the pain point's going to have to shift to the consumer.
Which it already kind of is starting to.
Yeah. And it might have to shift more in some cases. Mm-hmm. I mean, rent's up, food's up, you know, mm-hmm. everything's up. Wages mm-hmm. are up. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll pay an extra dollar for my hamburger if the guy cooking it doesn't have to work three jobs mm-hmm. just to survive.
But like, you don't know that as a consumer. You know, right. You go in, you don't know what these people are making and, yeah. you know. Or what else has gone into getting that burger onto your plate?
And I think a lot of it, you know, comes to awareness. I mean, people are starting to say, you know, like, we're adding an extra for this.
Right.
You know? And
I know as a consumer, if I see that on the menu, you know, we're raising this price because blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I understand and yeah, I get it and I expect that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, not angry by that. It's just, oh, okay, that makes sense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the reaction is for, you know, people when they see the prices going up and there's some type of explanation offered?
I mean, I think that some people are there to support, you mm-hmm. know. I mean, when the pandemic first hit and the restaurant industry had to kind of pivot and they said, look, you can't eat inside with us, but will you drive to the curb? Like,
right.
people did it and they
right,
did
yeah.
it gracefully, you know. But, you know, I can see the sticker shock and people mm-hmm. getting upset. But then, you know, they turn around and they order a Chick-fil-A sandwich from DoorDash for $12.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Smiling. And it can't be the simple fact of convenience and
right.
it showing up cold to your house. You know, like, it's just, you know, it's that perspective that they have when they're going to a restaurant. It's like, do you want a great experience or do you want affordability?
Mm-hmm.
Like, which one are you looking
for?
Well,
and I think for the longest time as consumers, we have been trained to go for affordability. And now things are shifting because of all the price pressures. And so it now is going to be more of an experience, perhaps, for some people when they dine out.
Yeah. And which, I mean, that's what dining out is.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's an experience.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know.
So where is Gig Pro right now? Where are you set up and where are businesses participating?
So November 2020, we launched Charleston and then we quickly launched Nashville, Charlotte. And then we did the Raleigh-Durham Triangle area, then Austin, Texas, then Ooh. Asheville. Savannah Hilton Head. I mean, it really erupted. It's pretty mind-blowing.
And now you're in Orlando.
And now we're coming
Why
to
in Orlando? We're not
right?
known for
yeah.
hospitality or anything.
Well, I mean, you get a lot of great chefs here.
Yeah, we do.
You know, basically when we were selecting markets, we did it on a couple of things. And that was population. It was also underserved markets, so they didn't have a lot of solution mm-hmm. in this arena. And then, you know, the last one was kind of that economic gentrification.
Yeah.
Have people been pushed out?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot of growth going on? Usually when there's a lot of growth going on, I mean, in Charleston right now, the going rate of a bedroom is $1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And that is
crazy.
Like out.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Out, you know. $15 an hour does not even work in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people are like, hey, we're going to pay, you know, we're paying a livable wage here. We're paying $15 an hour minimum. But livable wage is food, water, and mm-hmm. shelter. It's a step above homelessness.
Right.
So since you've launched this, which has been about a year and a half, have you seen businesses, restaurants, whatever they may be, catering companies, up the amount of money they're offering per gig to try and attract more people?
I've seen someone post a dishwashing gig for $50 an hour.
Wow.
Is that legitimate? I mean, are they, and yeah, what is that legitimate? If someone posts that, is there like a safeguard to make sure, okay, I mean, I'll go wash dishes
I mean,
for
is it,
$50
is it supply
an hour,
and demand?
You know? Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's the people that get it. You know, that aren't in the, I mean, for years in this industry, we put these obligatory hourly rates on these
mm-hmm.
positions.
Mm-hmm.
Dishwashers make $8 to $10 an hour, no more, no less. Line cooks make 14
right.
to 16, no more, no less. And same for management, no more, no less. But nothing, you know, nothing computed around to like, what's the cost if this person's not here?
Right. Yeah.
You know, what's the cost when your dishwasher doesn't show up?
How valuable is that person?
And your chef, how much does he make an hour? Because he's the one washing dishes. Yeah. And does that mean he's not on expo? Does that mean that food slows down? Quality of food slows down?
People get pissed?
We don't we get bad customer service. We don't turn the dining room one time. Like, it's...
What is the cost of
What's the cost of this person being here, you know? And then what's the long-term cost? You know, you give a bad experience.
Someone's not coming back.
Someone's not coming back, you know?
So, but if a company posts, you know, an obscene amount of money, what some people would think would be an obscene amount of money, like $50 an hour for a dishwasher, what sort of guarantee is there with GigPro that if I apply for that job and am selected, that I'll actually get that $50 an hour or whatever it is?
That gig had over 100 applicants
on
it.
I'm sure it did.
That'll get somebody in the door.
And the person that worked the gig, you know, they got paid in 30 minutes or less after
the gig. Well,
good.
And you got your 18%.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So how has the reaction been from businesses?
I mean, right now we're filling like 1,200 shifts a week in Charleston.
Ooh, that's amazing. In Charleston alone.
Yeah.
So when you pulled up here to News 6 in Orlando, you arrived in a bus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's because you are expanding so rapidly.
It's a spanky RV on a bus, right?
Yeah.
That you're just going from city to city, you know, launching this, rolling it out.
Yeah. I mean, since the very beginning, I've been like, you know, we can't grow fast enough. Mm-hmm. You know, like they need us everywhere now, but we're growing as fast as we can. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I spend a lot of time on the road.
So we do so many news stories on this so-called great resignation. You know, 4 million people quit their jobs last month. Where are you seeing a lot of people looking for gigs? I mean, where are all those people? Where are they? Where are they going? What are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in Charleston, if someone posts a job on the platform, 14,000 phones go off. I know from the numbers that I saw within labor and statistics for South Carolina, you know, you can only tell like what industries the labor went up. So that was construction, logistics, and then travel.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amazon got tons of people.
Of course.
And then lots of the rideshare apps. You know, the rideshare apps are putting a nail in the coffin of the industry. How do we get those people out of their cars and like back into the kitchens and restaurants to connect and help out and all that? So how do we get the people back from Amazon? Amazon's a horrible place to work. But when you have an industry that, you know, is kind of plagued by low wages and lack of incentive, like, it doesn't take a lot to do a little bit better.
Yeah. And if they're offering benefits and maybe a path up in the company, some people are drawn to that. But I do think what is enticing about what you're doing is it is a gig. So there are people who may not want a full-time job or may not be able to do a full-time job because they have childcare issues or whatever.
Right.
But this is an opportunity to make some money on a very temporary basis.
And we have, you know, the good thing going for us is that 70% of all adults in the United States have worked in the hospitality industry at some point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they might not want to pick up a full-time schedule, but they would pick up a shift with, you know, on a non-committal basis. So in Charleston, we see lots of teachers, firefighters, military. You know, we've got Dorchester County sheriff because he wants to like be a better cook at home for his wife.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's a brilliant idea.
I mean, it's, you know, it's like when the labor shortage is so exacerbated, you know, it's like, I'll take who I can get because right now it's, you know, the revenue's there. People want to eat out. They're lined up at the door. We can't capture that revenue because we're understaffed. So we're closing on Sunday and Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're limiting our reservations. Like, we can't capture the revenue. But it's there. You know, that's a, we've never really been in that position before. And then at the same time, we're using all this software to buy resumes, which doesn't make a lot of sense, you know?
Well, and I feel like so many people, I've heard from so many people who are just so annoyed and frustrated with the whole online application process because they feel they send in all this information and it goes nowhere. It goes to some virtual wall that filters through these things and they never get to a real human being. So it seems like this kind of bypasses a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if I pay all these monies, if I post to Craigslist or Indeed and I buy a stack full of resumes, great, I got some more work to do.
Yeah. Right.
And then I sit down with a stack of resumes, which may or may not even be there right now. There might be no stack, but I'm still filtering all this time and money into this. But if I get the stack of resumes, I set up the 20 interviews, two people show up, I hired the wrong guy. 3 weeks after I hire him, he gets his first paycheck and I never see him again. But like, I've spent all this time and money and effort to get to the point that I want to see you work.
Yeah.
I want to see if it's a good fit.
For the people who want to work, is there any sort of background check or background screening? Or how do you know, if you own a restaurant that I really am the gourmet chef that I claim to be?
How do you know with a resume?
Right. True.
You know,
touché.
You don't know until, you know, we're building out background checks. It'll probably be released in a week or two. Mm-hmm. And that's to kind of, I mean, our main focus has been the independent restaurants just because they don't have the resources that the corporate giants have. But, you know, we're building out the background checks to go into the more corporate arenas that require them. And then, you know, people ask about vetting all the time. And I'm like, how do you vet?
Right.
You know,
oh,
you got a pulse.
Yeah.
Great.
You're live? Come on
You're
in.
Hired. You know, like you showed up.
It's
You're
like
hired.
Wanting to hire the guy from your Airbnb.
Yeah.
I mean, and my other question is like, if I put my resume on there, am I able to work any job? So is it just washing dishes? I shouldn't say just, but is it washing dishes? Can I waitress? Are there certain tiers to
Yeah,
hires?
I mean, most of the, you know, the largest number of roles that are performed on the app are support roles. You know, we need banquet servers. You know, we need you to come to this wedding and, you know, remove plates and fill waters and pass out bev naps. Like, just, we need you to corral a lot of people, you know. A lot of, you know, roles within the industry are transferable because if I'm a server and I want my silverware so I can roll it and get out of here, I'm going to go back into the dish pit and I'm going to roll, you know, wash the silverware and get all the stuff out of the way. So everybody's had enough experience within the industry to kind of get these support roles done.
Right.
And that's what we're seeing. You know, there's not a lot of like fine dining restaurants that are like, hey, we need somebody to come in and cook our $45 steaks tonight.
Right, right, right.
You know,
right.
But we can get an extra set of hands in the door. Maybe that prep cook that, you know, used to work the line at night can step in and fill the role.
Got it.
So, I mean, you know, we can definitely get people the help that they need fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now, that's the name of the game is fast. Like, how can I get the help that I need now to capture the revenue that's waiting at the door, but then at the same time, get my business in front of as many applicants as possible? And so we kind of take care of all that, you know.
And how many businesses have loved the idea and are hopping on your on the bandwagon here in Orlando?
Here in Orlando, we've got about 14, you know, that have signed up prior to us showing up.
But nationwide?
Over 2,000. And then over, like, 40,000 pros. So out of 12 markets.
What's the future?
Crazy growth.
I mean, what's your thought? Like, just let's you know, pinpoint here, Orlando. I mean, there's 14. There's so many more restaurants. There's
and are you limiting that? I know you're just rolling it out, but Orlando is a huge area. I mean, we've
got.
So we extend across several counties. Really, where are your boundaries in Central Florida?
None. Okay. Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're not sending people anywhere, so they can look at, you know, mm-hmm. is it right around the corner from my house? Is it too far that I'm willing to drive? What's the value between the distance of the gig and the hourly rate?
Maybe if they're an Uber driver, they can pick up a drive on their way to the restaurant, you know, work.
They don't have to drive their car into the ground. I don't know what Uber drivers make, but, you know, I wouldn't assume that it would buy you another car.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. So what other cities are you looking towards?
I think Tampa's probably going to be next, mm-hmm. and then Miami. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're here in Florida for a little bit.
Yes.
That's exciting. I mean, this must be very exciting for you. Do you miss working in a restaurant?
Man, I get asked that all the time. I don't. 25 years is a long time. Mm-hmm. You know, 25 years cooking for strangers, I feel like I did it. You know, I can still get passionate and teach my children how to make pasta and cook kimchi and make pickles and do all that stuff at home. You know, I really enjoyed it. I mean, how many jobs can you have when, you know, someone's like, you know, what do? I create memories for people, you know, timeless, priceless memories. I mean, there's not a lot of industries or jobs that you can do that in. But I feel like I served my time.
Mm-hmm. But you still enjoy cooking.
Just not cooking for... Open my fridge. You know, it's packed with all kinds of crazy goodies, yeah.
And were you a chef in Charleston? Is that where your restaurant was?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us and telling us about Gig Pro. I think it's great.
The Tinder for restaurants.
That's right. Yeah.
I love it. I love the idea. Yeah. It's great.
It is a great idea. And I think anything that people can do to cut down the red tape in the hiring process, making it easier, cheaper, more efficient, that's fantastic. And obviously, there's a huge need.
Yeah, and it 100%. Looks like you're getting results for so many employees and so many people in the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's working, hence the, you know, rapid growth. I mean, you know, I didn't see myself going into technology, but it happened. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
But you have the experience behind it, which makes the technology a little easier, I feel, as you know the life behind the kitchen, outside the kitchen, and now
you understand their needs.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've been the guy that's had to work two or three jobs to make ends meet, mm-hmm. and I've been the operator that, you know, just could not find people. And this is a whole different thing that's going on. Like, I haven't been in a kitchen since the pandemic, but, you know, my heart goes out. I talk to so many businesses, and, I mean, it's bad shape out there right now.
How many more $50 an hour gigs have been posted to wash dishes?
None. That was the only one. I have 35 can pop up pretty frequently, but I would say the average wage on the platform is usually around $19 an hour. You know, that's across all markets. Mm-hmm. So.
And what about servers? I mean, is that, you know, a minimum plus tips, or how does that work?
Usually, like, event server, event bartender, those are the ones that get up in the, like, $30 an hour range. So.
And they get to keep their tips.
Yeah. Well, that's up to the business. So it's a contract. Mm-hmm. It's a guarantee. We were trying to mess around with tips, but I never worked with you before.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's, you know, I don't know what the gratuity is. So, you know, most of the people working shifts that had, like, you know, gratuity attached to them usually, I mean, they wanted the guarantee just because they didn't really know the business, mm-hmm. or, you know, are you trying to get me to work the shifts your staff doesn't want to work?
Right.
Yeah, so the guarantee's up there.
Well, good luck with everything. I mean, it looks like it's nothing but, you know, going up from here. Mm-hmm. For you guys.
Thank you, Ben. We appreciate
thank you so
it. Good
much.
Luck.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Florida Foodie. We'd also like to thank our guest, Ben Ellsworth from GigPro. You can find the business online at gigpro.com and by searching GigPro Works on Facebook and Instagram. Be sure to follow Lisa Bell online as well. Search Lisa Bell News on Facebook and Instagram, or Lisa Bell News 6 on Twitter. Candace Campos is on social media. She's on Twitter. Just search @CandaceNews6. And on Facebook, search Candace Campos News 6. Also, a big thank you to our technical producers, Derek Mosier and Ryan Haley, and our director, Rich Burns. I'm the show's producer, Thomas Mates. Please take the time to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or tell a friend about us. And you can find videos of all of our podcasts on clickorlando.com/FloridaFoodie, and be sure to sign up for the Florida Foodie newsletter while you're there.